Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
What? What? What do I do now? Oh, I got to read you. I didn't have a chance to read the cards.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to the audience usually at this point, you know, but I haven't read your cards. Guy, just take them on face value?
Seems
just
like you may have to wing it.
All right, I'll take on face value.
Plunge
then.
Out there.
Face value.
Yep.
Plunge.
Here I come, on face value. I'm trusting. I'm going to just fall forward. I want you to catch me.
But
don't
verify.
Think it's going to happen. I think you would probably make an effort. Right?
I suppose so.
Have you ever done one of those trust things where you fall forward and a crowd catches you?
No, I wouldn't do it.
See, maybe then that's why you need it.
No, I don't need it. I don't.
How is your trust? You don't trust?
No.
No trust it? A little bit? Once in a while?
Oh, I guess occasionally. I have to know you, though. I trust you.
I would catch you. I would catch you. Let's do it. And you, what's your name?
Annette.
You from Kansas?
No, I'm from Medina, Ohio.
Oh, Medina. Oh, that's right. You're from Cleveland.
Right.
Where did I get Kansas? It was... Freedy was from Kansas.
Where are those mail carriers that listen to you all day?
Mail carriers! Thank God for mail carriers! Letter carriers! Are you...
Your whole audience here, probably.
Yeah, pretty much all we get. Well, we get some groundwater people for some reason. I don't know. We get letter carriers and groundwater people. That's about what we're down to now. But I don't know. So are you rural router?
No, I'm a city. I drive truck, though. I don't walk. Yeah, I used to walk, but now I don't.
So you get tenure, and after a while they give you a truck?
Yeah, the more time you... Yeah, that's pretty much how it works.
And are you as well?
Yes. I walk, though. I have to walk, yeah. So I work...
So you haven't been there that long?
Well, yeah, about the same. I just prefer walking. Yeah. I work harder than she does, so...
That's...
Your name is?
Rick Hopkins.
Annette.
Rick and Annette, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, our letter carriers, our mail carriers. Okay, now we got Michaela Tennis from Madison. She's a student and a barista.
Like
hello.
The game.
Hello.
Pardon me, I'm just going to slip through here. And Michaela, can I get you to stand up a little bit here? You've probably seen her. Here's your barista, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to relax. Trying to relax. So, a barista, you got to know, like, all the Italian names or everything?
You know, I try. Yeah. I'm not a Starbucks barista, though, so, okay. Yeah.
Can you throw a few abbreviations at me, like, typically in an order? Because I'm afraid to go in one of those coffee places because I don't know what to ask for.
Well, when you get, like, a double espresso, you can say a doppio. And then I think you're really smart then. And I'm like, oh, okay, we can speak the same language. All right. Or, like, a cappuccino, you can just say a cap. Just abbreviate anything.
Yeah.
Except you sometimes get people that they order a latte, but they call it a latte. A laddie. A laddie.
Do you just laugh them off and refuse to serve them?
You know, I really want to laugh. I'm laughing inside. But then I smile and nod, and I don't correct them, but I probably should.
Give me like a real complicated order with people who have certain kind of milk and froth or whatever. What's like the most complicated order that someone would come up and ask for?
Well, we kind of, we call it the sorority special. If someone orders it, we don't call it to their faces, of course, but if they get it, they come in, they order a sugar-free vanilla skim latte or something like that. Anything sugar-free and skim.
One sorority!
Yeah. Maybe when they walk away, well, that's when I yell.
And what are you studying in school?
I'm International Studies, French, and Environmental Studies.
Where are you going to go? That's a lot of...
I'm definitely leaning towards the environmental end of things, so...
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thank you.
You're barista and the future international studies we're thinking about are environmental. Environmental, they can all converge at a certain point, so that's a great thing. Now, Mary Keepers. She's a keeper, okay. She probably heard that once or twice. And she is a theater artist. Do you deny it now? You wrote it here, and you said, I don't know what a theater art is. I know what a theater is.
I don't either.
And I know you want to come down this way? Because you can step on them. They'll like it. I do it. They're not so certain. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Theater artist.
I work in the theater, which means I'm pretty much unemployed. I direct and perform and teach, and you have to be really versatile to be a theater artist.
Do you act as well?
Yes.
Yes. And you also direct?
Yes. I direct.
Is it hard? You got to run back and forth to do that, or?
Oh, at the same time, I try to stay away from directing myself.
Jerry Lewis does that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. I direct other people on stage, but I still run back and forth a lot. But I try to stay away from being in something that I'm also directing.
Have you ever directed yourself? Had to direct yourself?
I do my own kind of cabaret show, so I direct myself in that.
You ever say, okay, Mary, let's try that from the top now. I want you to enter from this side.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
To sit on the stool or stand.
Yes. Are you mounting right now?
Mounting?
Is that a theater term? Mounting
a show.
Yeah, mounting a show.
Mounting a show.
What else could I possibly mean?
I don't know.
You've got to learn the terms if you're going to do this, Mary.
We say putting up a show, too. You know, there's all kinds of
mounting.
Mounting. Yeah.
We have to put up with the mounting,
actually,
I think.
I'm doing a residency at a high school right now, and we create social issue programs to present to other kids.
Oh.
So, you know, they talk about their problems and stuff. And
cool.
We are mounting that next week, actually.
It's like a role-playing acting sort of thing?
No, the kids write their own material.
Oh, cool.
And it's scenes and monologues about different things that they deal with in high school.
Oh, that's excellent.
It's fun.
Well, nice to meet you. Anything I can answer for you, or you wrote no question on your? We usually try to get questions for Michael. You got a question for Michael? Didn't they say that to you?
They did. And
you don't have a question for Michael.
I couldn't.
You think of one now that you're seeing Michael?
What does mounting mean?
Thanks, Mary. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.
That's Mary Keeper. She's a keeper, huh? Okay. We got, let's see here, now going through this, how your daughter's doing good. Okay, that's all I want to say about it. Well, here's more from the tennis family here. Bernie Tennis. Where is Bernie? That figures. Okay. Yeah, you look like a caricature artist. I don't know why. Okay, he's a caricature artist. So what kind of work is that? I wonder, how do you get to be a caricature artist? I can see you asking him. I mean, maybe I will. I'm just thinking to myself here as I'm going down here. I could ask him about that, I guess. How are you?
I'm good.
How do you get to be a caricature artist, anyhow?
You look at a lot of people and you see the funny things and you draw them a lot.
Yeah. Which parts do you exaggerate?
Well,
if I did, I probably would exaggerate the wrong parts.
Well, I tend to exaggerate the mouth, which would be up your alley. Well, yeah, and the eyes, actually.
What do you mean up my alley?
I have no idea. I just threw that.
Exaggerate my alley? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. But actually, I don't do too much of an exaggeration anymore. I used to do more of an exaggeration, but I discovered people tend to prefer it if you don't insult them.
Because they're going to pay for it. They see something with a big mouth on it, they're not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
They have to buy it, but they're going to toss it or sit on it or something.
I do want to get paid.
Do you do this on the street or at fairs or people's homes? Do you just knock on the door and say, you want a caricature?
Well, not often do that, but yes, on the street, at fairs, at conventions, at weddings. No funerals, so.
No. Oh, man. An open casket caricature would be something to die for, wouldn't it? Now, what is this here, Child of the 60s thing?
Well, I just thought, I just turned 60, so my brother said something about a Child of the 60s, just turned 60.
Yeah.
He said, want to do some antacid?
Yes, antacid. Nice to meet you, and all the tennises. Yeah, a big tennis family going on here. They're playing doubles at the tennis family. There's so many of them. Okay, never heard that one before, too, okay? You know me, get all the cliches. Implementation manager. Huh. Okay, I know what a manager is. And I think I know an implement. Is it the same family? Is it also tennis? You're sitting with the tennises. Okay, how do I get to you without stepping on the same people? I can't. I have to step on the same people. I'm really apologize. Sorry.
It's okay.
How are you? Pretty good then?
Fine.
I just see you in passing, so I thought I'd say hello.
Fine. How are you?
Good, good. Got a little cool out there. A little cooler than it was.
Well, it's going to get colder, though.
Oh, yeah. You betcha. See, I can make conversation with the best of them. I can say all sorts of things and passing. Oh, can I get you to stand up here? Nancy Harkey, ladies and gentlemen, from Appleton. From the Appleton Harkies. Are there a lot of Harkies?
There are a lot of Harkies.
Now, how many would you estimate?
100.
100 just in Appleton?
Oh, no. 30?
30? So there's you're a Harkey? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Which Harkey are you?
Claudia.
Harkey. Okay. And you're Nancy Harkey, and the Harkies, but they're based in Appleton.
Yes. Yes.
They've gotten as far as what? Green Bay?
Yes.
Spread out in their migration, the great Harkey migration of...
She's living in Madison, so we've now reached Madison.
Okay, reached Madison, yeah. So the sky's the limit.
Yeah, yeah.
The sky's the limit for the Harkies, I guess. Now, when you're an implementation manager, these are like job descriptions I've never heard of. What do you implement?
Insurance.
Oh, God. Came all this way from... All right, but what do you do for kicks?
I come to Madison.
Yeah. Okay. All right, insurance, and she comes to Madison. Oh, well, it's nice to meet you anyway. The dancer, skate, or water ski? Or
yes.
Wrestle, anything?
No wrestling. But the others, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. We're going to play a round of the What Do You Know quiz because I can't keep walking sideways like this. It's killing me. Well, with the disc and everything like that, it really is murder. And how are you doing, dear?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In school?
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that going?
It's going okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you taking that's going best?
I would probably say either drawing or government.
Hey. Maybe you could draw a government. No, that wouldn't. Drawing or government? Is it think you think you'll either way into government or into drawing?
I think I like drawing more, but yeah. You know, government's okay too.
Government's a little three-dimensional, I think. Not anymore, actually.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. You are?
I'm Angel.
Angel, ladies and gentlemen. She's in drawing or government. We're gonna play a round of the What Do You Know quiz. And here I am again. I'll be right out of your here. I'm sorry about this, entirely. We're going to play around the What Do You Know quiz. We cannot play without knowing who has the four disclaimers. Come on down this way, would you? Save me the walk, because, you know, I put on a lot of miles on this. Oh, wow, that was quick. You must be a runner, isn't it?
Sure. Right now.
Oh, okay. You don't run or jog or anything, whatever they call it now?
No, I bicycle.
Oh, you're a bicycle. Like, everyone does that now. Four disclaimers. You are?
Philip Fisher.
All
right. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Astronomers find galaxies blow massive amounts of gas out their black holes. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let somebody else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Itching for a fight, yes. Thank you so much. Well done. Don't take that, please. That's the least I can do. All right, let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. Let's see a flicker. Let's see the flicker of an eyebrow, eyelash. Let's see anybody who blinks. You blinked. All right, come here. Go on, saw a blink. What a great response. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And you are?
Justin.
Justin, are you from around here, Justin? Or
living in Madison now, yes.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria! Is Big Al still there?
Oh, yeah. Al's still there.
Oh, yeah, Big Al's is still there. Because we're going to Peoria later in the year, and I want to make sure we go there. Justin, right?
Yep.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz, Justin. Any reason. Just give any reason. Give a bad. I don't care.
Because of that flamingo right there.
because of the flamingo. He's the only one who blinked. Come on, oh, come on, come on. What can I do? Beggars can't be choosers. Yes, hey. Yeah, you're going up there, Justin. No, that's my chair. You sit in yours. You sit right there. Ambitious. So what field or endeavor are you in?
Starving artist.
You're a starving artist, really? Did you like the mango joke?
Well, not for another few months. I still have a little bit of bank left.
Oh, yeah.
Once that disappears, then I'm going hungry.
Yeah. Do you ever do those things where they... I mean, who makes those paintings that, you know, they have a starving artist at the mall? Say, starving artist sale, you know. But they just, there's a warehouse somewhere and they just crank them out, right?
Definitely. Hotel art?
Yeah. Couch art, I always call them.
I don't know who makes those.
What's your style?
Video? New media?
Oh, you're not a painter.
Yeah, no, I started out making furniture. And then now I make media.
Is it easier to make media than furniture, or there's less glue smells, I suppose?
It's different, yeah. Yes, it's a little bit cleaner, and the less stuff to like carry around, less equipment.
Yeah. Was there a piece of furniture that drove you into media, or that you just couldn't get the joint right or something? Like,
no.
Dovetail something?
No, I'm not sure. I just didn't like lugging stuff around.
Yeah. Well, did you make like artistic furniture? I mean, furniture as art?
Yeah, it was studio. It was like studio furniture that would transform into sculpture when you're not.
Oh, man, you should do that. Yeah. That's cool.
I might go back to it. There's more money in that than stacking up TVs.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, now you do, like, installations, like
installation
video
art.
Things with TVs stacked up. And is that going good?
Yeah, yeah. Can you do a cheap plug for that?
Sure.
There's going to be the triennial that's going to be up at the Momoka next week.
What does that mean?
Friday.
What does that mean?
It's every three...
What is a triennial at Momoka? That's like something you order from a barista.
Momoka.
Sorority.
The Modern Art Museum. The Modern Art Museum in Madison.
Oh, the Modern Art Museum.
Yeah, and every 3 years they do a show where they
do
an invite, and you apply for it, and then if you get in, if you're lucky enough to get in the triagennial, that's what we like to
call
it. Triagennial? Yeah. Because so many people apply for it, and so few get in. So, yeah, I got lucky enough this year to have my stuff accepted. So.
Oh, excellent. And when is it?
It is the opening's next Friday. I think you have tickets to get into that, but then it'll be open following that on
Fantastic.
Saturday. Yeah.
And so we look for Justin...
Justin Bittner. Yeah.
Justin Bittner, ladies and gentlemen, at the Momoka Triennial Latte starting Friday here in Madison. That sounds great, actually. And are you happy with what you got in there? No, I'm sure you are.
Definitely.
Yeah. Can you entice us with what it might be?
Some video and some stacking of stuff. Yeah, go check it out. Go check it out. Yeah.
You artists are always enigmatic about your art.
You can always check out my website, justinbittner.com.
Oh, we couldn't do that. Two T's?
One T.
One T.
One T. It's the American version.
Who's going to remember that? Okay, Justin, some of that plays along with you. That's how this works when it does. Thank you for volunteering.
You're welcome.
How does it work again?
If people want to play the quiz at home, they're going to pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WHACK-NOW.
Whack-NOW.
Good. And answer this qualifying question.
Oh, gosh.
Maybe your choice.
Maybe my boss will call in.
Huh?
Maybe my boss will call in. I'm skipping work to be here.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Where are you working at?
I'm out in Paoli. At a furniture maker's place, Richard Judd.
And is he still waiting for you to show up?
He will be in about an hour because we thought it started at 9. So.
Uh-oh.
So can you give me an excuse to be there an hour?
Yeah,
ago?
I'll write you something. Yeah. Let's see. Here it is. Almost everybody who says they've read this book hasn't. What is the number one book that people say they've read that they haven't? That's what we're looking for here, okay? Okay, they're clear?
Right.
That's pretty clear, okay. And a number they call then once if they know what book they...
Is 1-800-942-5669.
Yeah, they say you've read it. Everyone says they've read this book. Almost nobody has. Okay, go to the phones right now. Bill's on the line from Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How's yourself?
I'm loving life, man. Sitting here in the mountains, enjoying the sunshine.
Are you?
Wonderful.
Are you got a fishing pole set up on a rock or something? Or?
No, actually, I got brake lines for my pickup truck. I'm getting ready to get dirty.
You're sitting there with your brake linings in the beautiful nature.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, have you done brake linings before? Because that can be a bee.
Yes, sir, I have, unfortunately. Yeah. I work for a living, and I got to do these things myself.
Okay, so what do you got there? What are you driving?
I'm driving it's a Dodge Ram 1500. Oh. It's a 99, and I'm just now replacing the brake liner.
Wow, I didn't even know they had brakes on those.
Guys, well, always... actually, it's got a hole in the floorboard for a while, but I don't think...
Well, at least he can fix it from inside the car. That's the beauty of it. From inside the truck, excuse me. Pardon me.
Yes,
Bill,
sir.
Almost everybody says they've read this book, but almost nobody has. The most widely unread book that people say they have read.
Wow. I can think of a lot of them, but I'm going to take one big guess.
Yeah.
And say Of Mice and Men.
That's it, Of Mice and Men. Yes, that's not it, but I don't care. I like it. Yes, Of Mice and Men. This keeps him from getting his hands dirty for just a few minutes. That's right, 1984 is usually the answer I had here, but who knows when we'll get to that. What the hell, Bill? I mean, pardon me, I didn't say that. What the heck? What the hay?
What the heck?
What the hay? What the Harper's Ferry, I always say. So things pretty good. Another one, you had to work yet today, or when you get these breaks done, or what?
Actually, I'm just going to chill out and enjoy life.
So, how long does it take you for a brake job?
I'd say, by the looks of things, about 2 hours.
Now, when guys say, by the looks of things, what does that exactly mean? By the looks of what things?
Well, I'm looking at the connections being all rusty, and I did spray them down with some penetrating oil prior to this project, but... It's going to take at least 2 hours.
Yeah. So would you recommend penetrating oil before you do anything then to people out there who are looking at their brakes right now and looking at things?
When it comes to older vehicles, yes, you'll save your knuckles. Yes, you will.
Save your knuckles. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Bill, this is Justin. He's your partner. He's an artist and a furniture maker.
Well, pleased to meet you, Justin.
Good to meet you.
Okay. Talkative guys. I love it. You guys are a team now, so you can talk to one another. Don't just lay back there, Justin.
All right.
Think about your next art project.
You ready to do this, Bill?
I'm ready, man.
Okay. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
Yep. The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Do you ever read Of Mice and Men, by the way, Bill?
No, sir, but I did see the movie.
Yeah. It was a good movie, too, actually.
Yes,
I think that's
was.
True of me as well, actually. But I might have—I think I read Of Mice, but I didn't get to the men. Bill, you pick the first category. What would you like?
I'm going to go with people's places, things, whatever.
Well, those are three different categories, Bill. We have people, places.
We'll go with places. Then.
Places could be anywhere, yes. The highest percentage of naked sleepers in the EU, in the European Union. Is it Germany, France, or the U.K.?
How do you feel about that, Justin? I'm leaning towards France.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Everyone else is kind of pale.
Yeah. You think the French sleep naked?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they do.
How can you be sure, Bill? This is a whole different tack.
Well, I was in the Navy one time.
That's right, the French. You're right, the French sleep totally. They're naked, even as we speak. Right. Unbelievable. The Brits, of course, go to bed fully clothed. I think that's
turtlenecks.
Well, yes. Yeah. And what's left there?
That's one right and zero wrong. And the categories left are current events, people, things you should have learned in school, science, or odds and ends.
You say turtlenecks like you've known something about.
Yeah,
British
I'm actually convinced that the sleeping. Brits believe that they don't have bodies from the neck down.
Oh, interesting. And they have that stiff upper lip. So
That's right.
I don't know if that's connected or not. So Justin, what category would you like?
Let's go with things you should have learned in school.
Okay.
I always like that one.
Okay, if you are described as hippocampine by someone, some smart guy in your class, are you being compared to one of the following, a hippo, Hippocrates, or a seahorse?
I would have to say Hippocrates.
Would you have to be wrong or what? Okay, well, let's talk. Get on this. Hippocampine. Does that refer to a hippo, a Hippocrates, or a seahorse?
Well, it's the brain it's referring to, right? That's what I guess I'm asking you now. I suppose.
I don't know.
Out?
What do I know from this? That's right. Just read what's written on these little index cards.
It's not a seahorse.
No, think. Real knowledge.
What? I don't think it's a seahorse.
She does. I don't know.
Maybe
see
it
her
is.
Now? You gotta, see, there we go. I don't know. Bill, what you want to weigh in on this?
I'd have to go along with what he's saying. Sounds good to me. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said that that it wasn't a seahorse and it wasn't a hippo. It was the other one.
Are you working on your brakes right now, Bill?
Actually, no. I'm getting ready, though.
Okay. All right. Well, just relax for a minute here. Take a breath.
Okay. Yes. I'm going to sit down in this lounge chair here.
Oh, yeah. Got to have a lounge chair if you're doing brakes.
Yeah.
For taking breaks, I guess, while you're doing breaks. So you're saying it's a seahorse?
No.
No? Okay.
Are you sure about that?
No. No, I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we need an answer from you here. Hippo,
quiet.
Hippocrates, seahorse?
Hippocrates.
Hippocrates?
Or should I go with seahorse? I mean, you're saying seahorse? No. I'm going to go with that lady out there. She's her head's going to fly off.
Bill, you want to decide here? He can't see my
son.
Seahorse is right. Refers to the hippocampine. Refers to a seahorse. So use it in your everyday speech.
Some crowdsourcing.
That's two right and zero wrong.
I know. This is so unfair. In their favor, though. That's good.
Mm-hmm. It's no meritocracy. The categories remaining are current events, people, science, or odds and ends.
Bill?
I'm going to go with people.
People it is. Okay, people. What do you do for a way of life or a way of relaxation, Bill?
A way of relaxation?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I fish.
Oh, yeah.
I golf.
You do?
And I watch my daughter ride her horses. That's pretty relaxing.
Oh, that's good. Are you not a horseman yourself?
Well, I'd like to be, but yeah. I had some injuries in the past that don't allow me to set a horse too well. So.
Oh, yeah. In the Navy?
Well,
something in the Navy?
That was after the Navy. I didn't get hurt while I was in the Navy. It's not a whole lot of ways of getting hurt from what I was doing.
Oh, okay. All right. Here's the question. This is a people question now. So we've got cursing and laying on the horn, and we have male drivers and we have female drivers. I want you to associate one with each of those, with the cursing and laying on the horn. Like, who does it? Male driver, female driver, cursing. Who's more likely to curse and who's likely to lay on the horn? Male drivers and female drivers. Take it, gentlemen.
I'd say the female drivers are more apt to lay on the horn. The male drivers are more apt to curse.
Jason, Justin, you want to come in on this?
Boop. That was me cursing.
You cursing?
Yeah, I'm a curser.
So you're saying you're a female driver?
No. No.
Are you hitting on me?
No.
No.
Give
me
a break. Give me a break, John.
No, I'd say what he said. So use his
So you're saying female drivers lay on the horn?
Male drivers. No, male drivers, would cuss. Female drivers lay on the horn.
Okay. And that's what you say too, Bill?
I think I'm going to recant that. I'm thinking that, come to think of it, I don't do either one. I don't blow the horn or curse.
Yeah.
I'd have to say that probably women are more apt to curse you, I think, and men like to lay on the horn because it gets your attention.
Okay. You want to rethink this, Justin, or you?
It's a flip flop. I'll let Bill take it.
That's right. Female drivers curse more. Male drivers lay on the horn. Holy cow! The quiz for that tonight. Also, here. Women flip off more than men do, 31% to 27%. And women also hit the brakes when being tailed more. You tap on the brakes.
Oh, yeah, that'll fix you.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. They've won. They could stop, couldn't they?
They could. What? Yep, they could stop and go home with some decent prizes, or they could risk it all and go home with the mother load.
Well, how would they do that, though?
They have to answer one more question right. But if they get it wrong, then...
They lose.
Bupkis.
Bupkis?
Bupkis.
Is that Yiddish? I don't know. Bupkis is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's bad?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bupkis is bad.
Bupkis is bad. Well, Bill, you don't want Bupkis, I suppose, but Justin, what do you think? Want to go for it? All or nothing?
Bill's making good decisions. I'll let him make the decision.
Okay, all or nothing. Let's just give them a little encouragement. Avoid the Bupkis.
No Bupkis. Right.
What's left there?
Current events, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, I don't know whose turn it is, but one of you guys can pick.
Good, Justin.
Odds and ends?
Odds and ends. Could be anything. Yes, it is. Hipsterism, the whole whole fad of being a hipster, has caused a 10%, 20%, or 30% drop in razor blade sales.
Wow.
You know the hipsters? They have hipsters out there
in
Harper's?
Yeah, guys, little beatnik dudes.
Yeah.
The hipsters.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What do you think, Justin?
I'm not sure.
Justin of the beard?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're going to, they try, if they're really hipsters, they got their little goatee looking thing going on, you know?
Yeah.
I know. They're really
happy. I really hookah.
So there's a certain amount of shaving going on.
Oh, there is some shaving going on.
Hipsters are always happy to tell you what they're doing, too, so.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more.
And, you know, they buy those razors that shave you not all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They have razors like that. They leave just fashionable stubble.
Like the number one? Using the number one on
your
razors?
Number one. Yeah. I didn't even know it was called that.
Yeah.
So hipsterism has caused a 10%, 20%, or 30% drop in razor blade sales. What do you say, gentlemen?
30%?
I don't know.
It's not a real big movement.
You want to go in the middle of the road, Justin, or how do you feel on this?
It's actually a smallish movement when you consider the national population.
We could split it in the middle, do 20%.
Yeah, but there's razor blade sales are a national phenomenon, and then you have, you know, hipsters, a fraction of people are hipsters.
Oh, let's go 10%. I'm feeling 10% here. I don't know what
you're feeling. The 10%?
Yeah.
He's feeling 10%.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling it.
10%?
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that.
10% is yes. Congratulations.
Justin, you'll enjoy Wisconsin Autumn on September 29th, biking along the Capital City Bike Trail toward a delectable brunch at Veranda Restaurant and Wine Bar from Madison Magazine's Festival of Food. Then delve into the world of Hallucinations, the latest book by legendary neurologist Oliver Sacks, author of Musicophilia and The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat from Vintage Books. Read about brilliant blunders from Darwin to Einstein, colossal mistakes by great scientists that changed our understanding of life and the universe by Mary Olivio from Simon & Schuster, and learn how to conquer mob mentality by happiness and all the other ways to outsmart yourself by reading David McCranny's You Are Now Less Dumb from Gotham Books. Bill, start every day like a member of the What Do You Know audience with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend and banish cares in the afternoon with rich and satisfying Costa Rican Terasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right, and then proclaim yourself a North Dakota State University Bison fan with a T-shirt from North Dakota State. Mail news of your quiz victory on a 1930 Kissel sedan postcard from the Wisconsin Automotive Museum. Sing along with the Highland Hospital for Nervous Diseases on James Murphy's CD Asheville, and take a trip through the Michael States of America in What Do You Know. Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Congratulations to you both.
All right, Phil. Thanks. Hang on just a second. We got a mailing address from you.
Thanks, Michael. I'm excited about that game, brother.
Yeah. And the brake job, too, I'm sure. So we'll let you get to that. Thanks very much for playing.
Yes,
Justin, great job.
Thank you.
Wonderful job. Remember, his tricentennial coming up there.